My mom and I keep praying for my dad to get saved, but I don't see how it's making any difference in him.
Don't quit and don't get discouraged. Instead, remember to trust God with the results. Guess what? You're tuned in to the one and only Keys for Kids. I'm so glad that you're joining me today. Come on in, get comfortable, and we'll get started. If you've been praying for your friend to get saved, but you don't see much change in their life, there's two things you can do. First, don't give up. Even though it seems like God's not listening, I promise you He is. So keep praying and be patient. You never know what God is doing in your friend's heart. The second thing is to trust God. He knows the best way to answer your prayer, and He also knows when. 1 Corinthians 3:6 says, "I planted the seed in your hearts and Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it grow." Now for our story. It's called Behind the Scenes. Manuel rushed onto the stage, set some props in place, picked up some others, and rushed back off. He was the head prop person for the play the youth group was putting on at church. When the performance ended, Manuel finished what he had to do and picked up his jacket. He sighed loudly as he walked out the auditorium and started down the church steps. Pastor Weber stopped him as he was coming up the stairs. "Congratulations on the fine job you did on the play," he said. "But why the big sigh? Are you tired?"
"Yeah, I guess so," Manuel said. "Tired and discouraged about some other stuff."
"I'm sorry to hear that," said the pastor. "Care to talk about it?" Manuel shrugged, but then he decided to share his problem.
"It's my dad," he said. "Mom and I are saved, but Dad isn't. I don't want him to be..."
Manuel hesitated. "To be lost for all eternity. Mom and I have prayed and prayed for Dad, and I know you and the people here at church have too, but it hasn't done any good. We keep trying to help him understand what Jesus did for him, but he's still the same."
"Wait a minute, Manuel," said Pastor Weber. "How do you know our prayers haven't done any good? How do you know your dad is the same?"
Manuel was surprised. "I sure don't see any change," he said.
"But you can't see inside his heart, Manuel," Pastor Weber reminded him.
"It's a little like the play you just worked so hard on. The audience couldn't see all the behind-the-scenes work that took place to make it a success."
Manuel remembered all the rehearsals and rushing around to set the stage while the curtain was closed.
"God often does a lot of behind-the-scenes work, too," Pastor Weber continued. "Our prayers and our witness are part of the unforeseen things that will bring final results."
Manuel nodded. "So we have to keep at it, don't we?"
"Yep," Pastor Weber said. "Keep at it and trust God to bring the change according to His will." So, how about you? Are you discouraged because you haven't seen answers to your prayers? Have you done your best to tell someone about Jesus, but it hasn't seemed to make any difference? Well, don't quit. You don't know what God has been doing in that person's heart. It could take a very long time for them to come to Jesus, but keep witnessing and praying and trust God with the results. Our key verse today?
1 Corinthians 3:6. "I planted the seed in your hearts, and Apollos watered it, but it was God who made it grow."
And our key thought for today, God is working, so keep praying. Remember, if you ever have any questions about today's Keys for Kids or anything else, you can start by asking your parents or your pastor, or you can also ask us. Visit keysforkids.org and then click Contact Us. Send us your question because we would love to help you grow more in your relationship with God. As always, my name is Zach. As always, thanks for listening today. We'll see you right back here tomorrow on Keys for Kids.